一起来学习但以理书第七章。
Let's study Daniel chapter 7 together.
但以理书第七章是但以理所看到的四个兽的异象。
In Daniel chapter 7, Daniel saw the vision of the four beasts.
那这个内容跟第二章尼布甲尼撒王所看的金像很类似。
And the contents of his vision is similar to what is in chapter 2, the golden image.
第二章的金像是用人的眼光啊，来看这个帝国。
So chapter 2 talks about how you look at the history of human race from a man's perspective.
因为这些国度非常的强盛繁荣啊，所以人来看好像金银各样的宝物一样。
From the perspective of man, all these nations seem to be so glorious and powerful, so it's as if they are like gold and all the precious gems.
但是第七章这是先知所看的异象，是从神的眼光来看帝国。
But according to chapter 7, this is the prophet's vision, and this is from the perspective of God.
因为这一般的政权啊，都是残杀斗争啊，所以在神来看好像野兽一样。
Most political institutions are full of violence and strife. So according to God, this is just like beast fighting.
因为这些政权的本质啊，都是非常残忍凶猛。
Because political power in itself is actually intrinsically violent.
我们看七章的第二节。
Let's turn to chapter 7, verse 2.
七章二节。
Chapter 7, verse 2.
说我夜里看到异象，看见天的四风鼓起，挖在大海之上。第三节
Verse 3,
有四个大兽从海中上来，形状各有不同。说这个四个兽啊，是从海中上来。
And the four great beasts came up from the sea.
那就四个帝国兴起。
So we know that four different empires shall arise.
那这个海是指着不安动乱的时代，动乱的世界。
We can take the sea to mean this very violent and tumultuous world.
以赛亚书五十七章里面说，这个世界找不到平安。
In Isaiah chapter 7, we know that this world you can never get peace.
第一个兽，第四节说，头一个兽好像狮子一样。
The verse 4 says that the first beast was like a lion.
狮子是百兽之王。
The lion is
王中动物当中的王。
It is the king of all animals.
说有鹰的翅膀。
And it has eagle's wings.
那这鹰啊，也是鸟类之王。
The eagle can be said to be the king of all the birds.
表示说这个国度啊，非常的强大，但是行动非常的迅速。
In other words, this kingdom is going to be very powerful and it's very swift.
这是指着巴比伦帝国。
This refers to the Babylonian Empire.
那这巴比伦国啊，可以分前巴比伦跟后巴比伦。
And this empire can be divided into two different stages.
创世纪十四章里面有谈到一个示拿王叫做安拉辉。
And we know that in Genesis, in chapter 14, there's this king of Sina.
这是亚伯拉罕的时代，这是前巴比伦。
And that is during the time of Abraham, and that is the first Babylonian empire.
我们如果读西洋历史的话，会读到一个叫做汉摩拉比法典，相当有名的。就是这个帝国。
If you were to study Western civilization, you would know of the king name.
省略掉好了。这个后巴比伦呢，就是尼布甲尼撒的父亲来建立的。
But regarding the second stage of the Babylonian Empire, this is actually set up by the father of Nebuchadnezzar.
他跟马代国啊一起攻克了亚述帝国。
And together with the Medes, they conquered the Syrian Empire.
得到大部分的土地来建立了后巴比伦。
So he conquered much of the land in that area and established the Babylonian Empire.
这个尼布甲尼撒王继位了以后。
So after Nebuchadnezzar ascended the throne.
他更是凶猛善战。
He was actually also very violent and a very great warrior.
每一次战争啊，都是四处破竹哈。一直战胜，所以建立了强大的巴比伦帝国。
And he's always very victorious, and he therefore built up this very powerful kingdom for himself.
西西家王生重病，
When King Hezekiah was very ill,
当时又面对亚述帝国。
He was faced with the Assyrians.
后来亚述王啊，亚述军队啊，虽然因为西西家王的祷告，还有以赛亚先知的帮助哈，所以让这个西西家，让这个西亚述啊，亚述自相残杀，所以一夜之间呐、啊，这个军队死了185,000人。
And we know that King Hezekiah prayed, and together with the help of Prophet Isaiah, God heard his prayer, and the Assyrians started to have a civil war, and in one night, 180,000 of the people died.
亚述王他带领残破的军队回去了以后啊，有一天进到庙宇里面要去拜他们的神，被他儿子把他杀掉。
And the poor Assyrian king was left with a very weakened army, and he went into the temple to pray, but was actually murdered.
这个儿子就逃走了。
And the son ran away.
另外的儿子起来继承纣王。
And another son then became the king of the
Assyrian. 但是亚述国啊，那个时候就衰落下来了。
But since then, the Assyrian empire started to be weak.
当亚述还强盛，巴比伦还很微小的时候，圣经里面就说巴比伦要强盛起来。
So even at a time when the Assyrians were really powerful and Babylon was really weak, the Bible prophesied that they're going to become strong one day.
亚西西家生重病，后来神让他好起来，又给他15年的寿命。
When Hezekiah was ill, God granted him 15 more years of his life.
巴比伦就派了使臣来跟他道贺。
So the Babylonians sent envoys to make peace and pay tribute.
西家王那个时候心中骄傲。
But at that time, King Hezekiah was proud.
圣经里面说神暂时离开他，要试试他的内心。
The Bible recorded that God left him to test his heart.
结果西家就带着那个巴比伦的使者去观察他的那个宝物，把犹大国的一些宝藏通通。就在那里献宝了，就给他看说：“你看，我们有这么多的宝物。”
When the ambassadors from Babylon came, King Hezekiah decided to show them all the treasuries and all the kingdom of Judah.
后来神就跟西家王说你让他看的东西，将来都会被那个巴比伦国通通把你搬走。
And God told Hezekiah after that all that he has shown and displayed to the And voice will be taken away by the Babylonians.
所以后来这个巴比伦强盛起来以后在尼布甲尼撒王的时候到处打战不得胜利。
And true enough, the Babylonian Empire rose, and during the time of King Nebuchadnezzar, they started to have a lot of wars and they took over a lot of.
就在西元前606年。
And in the year 606 BC,
尼布甲尼撒王即位了以后他就攻过来了。
Nebuchadnezzar, after he got the throne, he attacked Judah.
当时的犹大国就是第17位王，叫做约雅敬，就被。
Joachim was the king at that time. He was the 17th king.
但以理书第一章第一节嘛，
That's in Daniel chapter 1.
约雅敬被掳，就是西元前606年。
That was in the year 606 BC.
但以理也是第一批被掳的当中。
And Daniel was actually in the first batch of people who were sent into
exile. 第二次被掳就是597。
And the second time was in 557 BC.
这就是犹大国的第十八王。
And that was during the 18th king.
也是以西结被掳，以西结先知被掳。
And prophet Ezekiel was sent into exile.
第三次被掳是在586年。
And the next time was 586 BC.
耶利米先知被掳。
That was the time of Jeremiah.
犹大国最后一个王就是西底家，第19位。
And Zedekiah, the last king of the 19th king, the last king of the Judah Empire.
所以犹大国整个就亡掉了。
And that was the end of the Judah Empire.
这是巴比伦帝国。
So this is the Babylonian Empire.
这个巴比伦帝国非常强盛。
This is a very powerful empire.
我们昨天有谈到哈巴谷书第一章里面就谈到了。
This message from Habakkuk chapter 1 yesterday.
哈巴谷先知说这个国中有些不公平的神怎么都不处理。
And he was very distressed that there was so much injustice being done, but God didn't seem to care.
结果哈巴谷先知就看到了神兴起巴比伦他要来处理这个事情。
And Habakkuk understood that God would raise Babylon, the Babylonian Empire, to deal with all the injustices.
所以哈巴谷说，那个那么凶的，他怎么会来处理这个？ 神就跟他讲，这是神用的工具。
So Habakkuk was puzzled, and he asked, "How could such a violent people be used to come against us?" And God said,
但是后来巴比伦也被毁掉了，因为他送报。
But because of its violence, the Babylonian Empire had to be destroyed.
哈巴谷先知，哈巴谷书里面有啊。
And this is in the prophet Habakkuk.
那这个巴比伦帝国的版图相当大。
We know that the whole empire covered a huge.
东部到印度。
All the way on the, in the east, and in the west, it went all the way to Little Asia. Even all the way to southern part of Europe.
巴比伦帝国啊，它那个巴比伦城的城墙很高大。
They have very high walls, city walls.
所以不是很容易攻进去的。
It is very hard to attack the kingdom.
但是巴比伦国一夜之间就亡掉了。But
very amazingly, in just one night, the whole empire fell.
所以启示录的十八章就说啊，这个世界将来就像巴比伦一样，突然之间呢就亡掉。In
Revelations 18, it is stated that the world shall be destroyed just like the Babylonian.
虽然很繁荣，但是因为罪恶很重。
It shall fall in just one night. It might be very glorious, but it is sinful.
我们看第七章哈，但以理书第七章。
To take a look at Daniel 7.
第四节的中间说，我正观看的时候，蛇的翅膀被拔去，蛇从地上得立起来，两脚站立，像人一样，又得了人性。这个是指着那个尼布甲尼撒王呢，就是但以理书第四章里面所讲的。
So this refers actually to King Nebuchadnezzar.
因为他太骄傲了，所以翅膀被拔去。And
because he was too proud, his wings were plucked off.
因为太骄傲，所以被赶出王宫啊，跟野兽同居。He
was chased out of his palace and became like an ox, like a beast.
吃草如牛。And
he ate grass like ox.
经过了七次。And
7 times passed.
后来因为他回头仰望神啊。
But he turned back and looked upon God again.
所以神给他恢复地位。
And God restored to him his position.
所以后来他两脚站立起来，像人一样啊。
He was able to stand up like a man again.
又重新得到人心。
And he won the heart of man.
但是在这个巴比伦来强盛的时候，哈，伯沙撒王第元年的时候还很强盛啊，已经谈到这个第二次要兴起了。
During the time when the empire was in its height of power, during the time of Belshazzar, here it mentions that another beast shall arise.
看第五节。
Let's read verse 5.
说又有一只兽，如熊，这是第二兽，盘花而坐，壳子内衔着三根肉。有愤怒作兽的时候起来，吞出多肉，这是第二只兽了。
This is the second beast.
第二只兽就是金像里面的那个大象里面的银胸，银的宝贝。
In the great image, this is actually the silver tassel of the image.
他说它是盘花而坐，就是说斜挺坐哈，两个肩这样挺起来这样。
It was raised up just on one side.
如果第八章的话，就是说两个脚的绵羊呢。
And in chapter 8, this is actually the ram with two horns.
说后脚比前脚要长一点。
And there's one horn that's actually higher and bigger than the other one.
这是指着马代跟波斯帝国。
This refers to the Medes and Persian empires.
马代跟波斯啊，两个是同种族、同文化。
They are the same kind of people with the same kind of culture.
马代比巴比伦国大概早200年就立国了。
The Medes set up their own empire about 200 years before the Persians came into there.
虽然曾经被那个亚述国把它征服过，但是在西元前717年呢，他又叛变了，又自己独立起来。Although
they were once conquered by the Assyrians, but they rebelled against them, and in the year 717 BC, they set up their own nation.
恢复了一个马代国。
And there was this Medes empire.
啊，这个波斯国啊，是在古列王的祖父啊，那个时候奠定他强盛的基础。
But as for the Persian Empire, it came into strength only during the time of the grandfather of King Cyrus.
啊，所以在古列的时候就统一了这个啊，马代波斯哈。
And when King Cyrus rose in power, he united the Medes and the Persians.
他们建国是在这个伊朗高原的地方。
And they built the nation in the highlands of Elam.
啊，历史上都称为波斯帝国。
And usually we refer to the whole nation as the Persian Empire.
到1935年以后称为伊朗。
And later on, in after year 1935, we call them Iran.
就现在的伊朗哈，1935年以后才称伊朗。
Which is the present-day Iran.
那这个马代波斯国啊，这个继续巴比伦国，这个波沙撒王第三年的时候啊，因为他喝酒嘛，哈、哦。所以马代的大力乌王呢，攻进来，他就把波沙撒王杀掉。
We know that in the third year of Belshazzar, he had a great party and he used all the golden vessels from the temple. And that very night, his kingdom fell. King Darius.
啊，所以建立了这个大帝国。
And so the great Persian Empire started.
那这里讲到说，他壳里面呢、啊、咬个三根的骨头。
In this verse, we see that he has actually three ribs in his mouth.
一根是巴比伦啊。
One of them refers to the Babylonian Empire.
哦，巴比伦，这是在538年，西元前538年。
That was 538 BC.
啊，但是在这个之前呢、啊，他已经攻破了小亚细亚，这个米底亚。
But before that, he already attacked Asia Minor and conquered.
这是早八年前。
The place Lydia.
那后来，经过了十几年以后，他又打败了这个埃及。
And some years later, he conquered the land of Egypt.
所以主要的这三个国家，米底亚就是小亚细亚、巴比伦、埃及啊，这三根肋骨啊，被他吃掉。
So he actually has three ribs in his mouth. One of them is Lydia, and then Babylon, and then Egypt.
并且说啊，叫他说你起来啊，吞吃很多很多的肉。
And he also said he heard this that he's going to get up and devour much flesh.
表示说啊，他对一些弱小国家一直的并吞。
So he took up many many different nations and conquered them.
因为当时这个马代波斯帝国啊，他们总共有250万军队。
We know that they have about 2.5 million people in their army.
啊，到处打仗啊，都一直得胜利。
And they went everywhere to conquer lands, and they always had victory.
啊，这个马代帝国是一直维系到大概西元前332年左右。
And they lasted to about 332 BC.
后来就第三株兽兴起。
And then the third beast arose.
第六节。
Verse
6. 七章第六节。
Chapter 7, verse 6.
说主后，我观看又有一兽如豹，地上有鸟的四个翅膀，这个兽有四个头，又得了权柄。第三个兽是好像豹一样。
The fourth,
又有鸟的翅膀。
It looks like a leopard and it has four wings of a bird.
啊，这个豹哈、哦，你看外面有花斑，有那个斑点，外表看起来很美。
The leopards, we know that they have spots, and on the outward appearance, it seems that they are so.
但是豹很狡猾，
很残酷的 ，and they are very violent.
哦，但是这个豹的力量就比那个狮子跟熊还小。
But we know that the leopard is not as strong as the bear or the lion.
波斯国啊，好几次想要去攻打希腊，打不下。
The Persians tried to conquer Greece many times, but
但是没想到后来自己呀、啊，却被那个希腊把它消灭掉。
And they did not expect themselves to have to be swallowed up by the Greek Empire.
我们如果详细看第八章或者是前面的话，我们就会知道说，这个希腊帝国的兴起呀、啊。主要是亚历山大大帝。
We know that Alexander the Great is instrumental in setting up the Greek Empire.
阿拉的父亲啊，本来只是一个小小的马其顿王。
His father was actually but just a little Macedonian king.
我们知道这个希腊跟马其顿两个地方，马其顿在北边。
We know that the whole Greece, the whole region of Greece can be divided into Achaia in the south and Macedonia in the north.
他的父亲腓力死掉以后,
After the death of his father Philip,
亚历山大20岁继承做马其顿王,
Alexander became king of Macedonia at the age of 20.
22岁就开始东征西讨，开始打仗了。
And at the age of 22, he began all his conquests.
因为这个亚历山大, 他身材非常的魁梧啊，脑筋很敏捷。
Alexander is a person who is of a big stature and he's very swift in his thinking.
所以他就跟波斯国对抗，这个把波斯打败。
He fought against the Persians and defeated them.
10年之内啊，就建立了一个强大的地。
In a short span of 10 years, he built up a great empire.
所以行动很迅速，好像豹一样。
Therefore, here is stated that the actions of this beast is very swift like.
其实据说是28岁，他28岁就统一了欧亚非三大洲，希腊帝国。
It is said that by the age of 28, he conquered three continents, Asia, Europe, and Africa.
所以他, like 攻打波斯啦，攻打巴比伦啦，甚至伊朗高原。
And he actually attacked the plains of Elam and took over the Persians and the Babylonians.
阿富汗啦，印度啊，都在他的版图之下。
Even Afghanistan and India were under his control.
他以这个巴比伦为首都。
And of course, Babylon was still the capital city.
但是在西元前呢，323年。
In the year 323 BC.
那个时候，他计划说要去攻打阿拉伯跟北非。
He was actually planning on attacking North Africa as well as the Arabian regions.
结果突然间得到重病，他死在巴比伦。
But he died in Babylon after sickness.
那个时候他是33岁，可能32岁是重病三身，大概32、33岁那个时候死掉。
He was around the age of 32 or 33 then.
那所以这里讲到说，有四个鸟的四个翅膀，有四个头。
Mentioned that this beast had wings like a bird, and it also had four heads.
亚历山大死掉以后，可能他没有儿子，或者不晓得怎么样，就是他的帝国没有传给他的儿子，由他的四个将军，四个军长把他瓜分。
For some reason, probably he did not have any sons, so his kingdom was divided and given to four generals.
一个叫做卡利森德，这个。 将军瓜分了马其顿跟希腊。
And one of them is by the name of Calisander.
这个塞琉卡斯是在叙利亚。
And then there's another one.
叙利亚。
Well, he takes over Syria.
包括这个巴勒斯坦、巴比伦、亚美尼亚。
And that includes Armenia, Palestine, as well as.
另外一个将军叫做多利马。
And then. There's another one, Ptolemy.
他是占领这个埃及。
And he took over Egypt.
还有一个叫做尼西马克，是土耳其跟小亚细亚跟欧洲。
The other one, Lysimachus, took over Turkey, Little Asia, Asia Minor, and parts of Europe.
所以这个兽后来有四个头。
Therefore, you see that this beast had later on four heads, and so they gained power.
那我们看第七节。
Let's look at verse 7.
7章7节，这是第四个兽。
Chapter 7, verse 7, the fourth beast.
也就是第二章里面的铁腿，铁牙。
And that is actually the iron blades.
其后我在夜间的异象中观看，见第四兽甚是可怕，极其强壮，大有力量。 有大铁牙吞吃嚼碎，所剩下的用脚践踏。这兽与前三个兽大不相同。说这个第四兽啊，
There is a fourth beast.
有大铁牙吞吃嚼碎。
It has terrible teeth, exceedingly strong like iron, and it went around devouring.
啊，表示说它非常凶猛厉害。
It is violent and it is very shrewd.
所以这个罗马帝国啊，也很会打仗。
We know that the Romans were great fighters.
但是他打胜仗以后，对待那些啊投降的国家惨无人道。
But they were not humane to the people they conquered.
啊，杀戮灭绝。
They killed them and exterminated them.
所以这里讲到说吞吃嚼碎又用脚践踏。
This way it went around devouring, breaking in pieces and trampling them.
但是这个帝国啊就坚壮如铁。
But yet the empire was strong like iron.
主耶稣是在罗马帝国的时代被杀。
We know that the Lord Jesus died during the time of the Roman Empire.
啊，这里讲到说这个兽啊有四个角。
And this beast had 10 horns.
四个角哈。四个角，就是这个角，这个表示势力了，王的意思。
The horn would refer to power, refer to the kingship.
啊，所以这个四个角就是主的四个王要兴起。
So there will be 4 kings that would arise.
其实罗马帝国是兴起也是蛮早的，大概西元前700多年。
And we know that the Romans actually came into existence about 700 BC.
啊，一直到，西元前31年呢、啊，凯撒奥古斯都啊打败了这个希腊的盟主啊安东尼，啊安东尼打败啊安东尼是在埃及。
We know that Caesar Augustus he defeated Antony in Egypt and therefore he set up the empire.
他建立了这个罗马帝国。
And the Roman Empire was officially set up.
啊，罗马帝国的历史啊，就是一部残杀的历史。
We know that the whole history of the Roman Empire is one of violence and killing.
啊，因为他们军队啊，每到一个次啊，就是杀人放火啊，百般拙劣，很可怕。
Everywhere they go, they just kill people and they just do a lot of violence.
但是这个帝国啊，后来分东西罗马。
The Roman Empire was later broken into.
啊，后来又有好多的国家都是在这个境内里面。
And many countries came to be under them.
比如说现在的法国、德国、意大利、西班牙、葡萄牙、瑞士、土耳其。
All the countries.
都是在里面。
Like Turkey, France, Spain, and many European countries were under the Roman Empire.
啊，都从这个罗马帝国出来啊。
And so they actually broke away from the
Roman Empire. 这个十角哈、哦，并不是光组着刚好十个，而是组着很多的国家呢，很多的国家。
So when we talk about 10 horns, we're not talking about exactly 10 people or 10 kings, but we're talking about a lot of kings.
我们看第八节。
Let's read verse 8.
这一节这个小角，我们就要特别注意。
There's a little horn here. We have to pay attention.
说我正在观看这些角啊，见其中又长出一个小角。那先前的脚中有三个脚，在这脚前连根被拔出来。这个脚有眼像人的眼，有口说夸大的话。说这个十脚里面哈、啊，长出来一个小脚。
From amongst the horns, there grew one little horn.
啊，前面有三个，这个十脚里面有三个脚啊，被这个小脚啊连根把它拔起来。
And three of the first horns were actually plucked out by the roots by this little horn.
那这个角啊，有眼，它会说夸大的话。
And in this horn there were eyes, and it speaks pompous words.
那这个先知所看到的异象啊。
This is the vision seen by the prophet.
啊，后来天使啊，这个米迦勒都为天使都为但以理来讲解啊。在后面。
Later on, we would know that the angel came and explained this vision to Daniel.
这个小角我们等一下来解释。
We shall explain the little horn later.
第九节以下，这里讲到说神的宝座设立起来。
Verse 9, the throne of God was established.
哦，这是审判。这个宝座当然包括施恩跟审判啦。
And of course, when we talk about the throne of God, we think of judgment.
神坐在宝座上，这是亘古常在的。神掌管一切啊。
And since the time of the ancient days, God sits on this throne and is eternal.
衣服洁白，头发如羊毛哈。
His garment was white as snow.
这指的圣洁公义的神。
This refers to God being righteous and pure.
啊，他的宝座好像火焰烈火。
His throne was a fiery flame, like wheels of burning.
这是指着他审判的威严。
This refers to the sovereignty as well as the glory of.
所以一切 敌基督的一切作恶的啊，啊，将来都会受到烈火的焚烧。
All the antichrist, all who did evil will be punished by the fire.
那这里讲到说，侍奉他的有千千有万万。
Thousands and thousands minister to him.
哦，有千千万万的使者啊，在侍候他，侍候神。
Tens of thousands stood before him to serve.
他做主神，行审判，案卷展开了。
And then the books were opened.
啊，这个案卷啊，就是包括生命册跟行为册。
And this refers to the book of life as well as the book of our deeds.
有名主在生命册的才可以得救。
Those whose names are in this book of life shall be saved.
啊，那个行为册啊，就是记载每一个人的行为，按照这个行为来施行审判。
And the books of our deeds actually would be the basis of judgment for what we have done.
所以案卷展开啊，就是行审判的时候。
And when the books were opened, it is time of judgment.
十三节以下讲到人子的意象。
Verse 13 talks about the vision of the Son of Man.
啊，就是人子要再临呐、啊。
The Son of Man.
啊，从父神那里得到审判的权柄。
And he has a power from God to judge.
啊，他要审判天下。
He will judge all the nations.
他的国度是永远长存。
His nation is forever.
啊，那这是审判哈、哦，我们现在先谈。
So this is judgment.
所以这个四个兽就是巴比伦、
so、have,
马代波斯、希腊、罗马。
And they refer to the Babylonian Empire, and then the Medes and the Persians, the Greeks, and then the Romans.
啊，然后接下来就很多很多的国度。
From there, we have many different nations.
啊，一直到金像里面最底下就到脚趾头啊，半底半人。
All the way until you have the toes where you have the clay mixed with the metal.
我想我们现在的时候大概已经快到那个半铁半泥这个脚趾头的时候了。
I think we are almost at this stage of the toes.
我们现在来谈这个小酒。
Let's talk about the little horn.
这个小酒我们要特别注意第七章的小酒所指的跟第八章所讲的小酒。虽然有点不一样，但是他们意表上是一样。
The little horn in chapter 7 is slightly different from the little horn in chapter 8, but they both prefigure the same thing.
啊、哦，这个小角，第八章。
Let's read verse 8.
第八节说：“我正观看这些角，又长出一个小角来。”啊，底下说这个角啊，会说夸大的话。
And this little horn speaks pompous words.
好，我们看过来二十四节。
Let's read 24.
七章二十四节。
Chapter 7:24.
说至于那十角，就是从国中一兴起的十王。
The ten horns are the ten kings who will arise.
啊，后来又兴起一个王。
And after him shall come another one.
啊，与先前的不同。
He will be different from the
first one. 他要制服三王。
He shall subdue three kings.
二十五节。
25.
他必向至高者说夸大的话。
He shall speak pompous words against the Most High.
必折磨至高者的圣名。
And he shall persecute the saints.
改变节期和律法。
And he shall change the times and the law.
啊，圣名要交入他的手，一载、两载、半载。
The saints will be given into his hand for a time.
就是三年半了。
Meaning 3.5 years.
二十六节。
26.
然而审判者坐着行审判，他们的权柄被夺去，毁灭到底。
But the court shall be seated, and they shall be take away his dominion forever.
啊，所以这里是谈到这个小角的性质。
This is the nature of the little horn.
向至高者说夸大的话。
He speaks pompous words against the Most High.
还要折磨神的圣名。
And he shall persecute the saints.
改变节期律法。
And change the times and the law.
啊，当然，这个历史上的应验呢、啊，就是罗马将军来攻打，因为这是从第四国兴起嘛，哈。
And this refers to the Roman general.The fourth empire.
啊，历史上是罗马将军提多啊，70年的时候啊，攻破耶路撒冷。
And this refers to Titus Antipas who attacked Jerusalem in the year AD 70.
啊，他第一次要去攻打，啊，不是哈， 那是安提阿古，他在攻打这个耶路撒冷的时候杀害很多人。
When he attacked Jerusalem, he killed many people.
好，这是罗马提多将军的预言。好
，That is the prophecy regarding the Roman general.
啊，不过这个小角啊，所以是关系到末世。
And we know that this little horn refers also to the days of the end time.
所以这个小角跟第八章里面那个小角也有关系。
So this little horn is actually related to the horn in chapter 8.
啊，跟那个启示录里面的那个兽也有关系。
And it's also related to the beast in Revelation.
所以这应该是关系到末世，关系到末世的一个预言。
It also therefore prefigures what is to come in the end time.
啊，指着敌基督者。
It also refers to the end time.
所以我们可以把这个第七章里面的这个小角它的一些特征，第八章的小角的特征跟启示录的十三章啊，你把它并列起来看。
So we can actually put the, these three, the two horns and the beast in Revelation 13 and put them in a chart and compare the characteristics of these three.
因为这个跟最后的大战争啊，最后圣徒的受逼迫啊，都有关系的。
And this has to do with the final persecution of the saints.
说圣灵要交付他的所三载半，三年半。
And the saints shall be into his, delivered into his hand for 3.5 years.
所以这是一期的后半啊，那个大灾难期啊，跟这个敌基督者有关系。
So this has to do with the Antichrist.
好，那我们就这一章就先谈到这里。
So we end this chapter.
我们还有十分钟，我们继续看第八章。
We have 10 more minutes. Let's continue.
看第八章
Chapter 8、
第七章、有一个地方我们希望大家也特别注意一下、
For Chapter 7 there's something I want you to note.
七章的十八节
Verse 18, Chapter 7, 18.
七章十八节，然而至高者的圣名必得国享受直到永远。
But the saints of the Most High shall receive the kingdom and possess the kingdom forever, even forever and ever.
二十二节
22.
直到亘古长在者来给至高的圣名伸冤。从二十一节看。
Let's read 21.
这里讲到说啊，这个小角要跟圣名征战，胜拿他们。
So here it says that the little horn would make war against the saints and prevailed against them.
后来至高者要给圣名伸冤。
But then the Most High One would actually vindicate the saints.
那个时候圣灵得国的时候就到了。
And the time for them to possess the kingdom would come.
所以这都跟神的教会、跟信徒都有关系的。
This has to do with the believers of God and also the church.
最后受逼迫啦，逼迫当中啊，有人死伤、死亡，后来神为圣灵伸冤。
So there will be a great tribulation where many will be killed, but all these people will be vindicated by God.
神的国度存到永远、
And God's kingdom will endure forever.
所以但以理书里面很多啊，谈到这个末世，还有谈到那个救恩啊，神的教会的状况啊，就跟启示录可以对照来看。
There are many prophecies in the book of Daniel that talks about the true church of God and also salvation, and we can see them.In the light of the
Word, 跟最后的审判都有关系的。
And they have all to do with the final judgment.
我们看第八章。
Chapter
8. 八章是伯沙撒王在位第三年。
This is the third year of the reign of King Belshazzar.
你看那个时候啊，巴比伦帝国还在。
So at this time, the Babylonian Empire was still in existence.
但是但以理所看到的异象啊，那个中心啊，已经转移了。
But then the focus of what Daniel saw has shifted.
他说他是。好像在这个以兰省的苏珊城，以兰哦，就是伊朗嘛。
He saw that he was in Sushan, which is actually in the province of Iran.
在乌来河边，就是在伊朗的境内，那个波斯境内。
He was actually by the river Ulai, Ulai, and then this is actually somewhere in Persia.
所以你看说这个目标哈。巴比伦现在已经要转到波斯帝国了。
So the focus has shifted to the Persians.
这一章所谈到的这个意象啊，这是第二个意象，公绵羊跟公山羊的意象。
And this is the vision of the ram and the he goat.
用羊来象征这个 波斯国跟希腊。
So the ram and he goat are used to represent the Persians and the Greeks.
啊，虽然这个国度啊，看起来也是一样啊，啊，但是在对待选民来讲啊，这个波斯跟希腊对以色列人对选民还是比较宽容。
So even though all these are beasts that Daniel saw, but these two empires, the Persians and the Greeks, are more humane to the people of God.
比如说，波斯王古列一上位啊，古列元年呐、啊，就下令说叫以色列人回去重建圣殿。
For instance, in the first year of King Cyrus of the Persians, he allowed them to return to rebuild the temple.
并且暗中给他们很多很多的帮助。
And he even secretly gave them a lot of help.
哦，而亚历山大也是犹太人，准许他们信仰上的自由。
And Alexander the Great was a very good king, and he allowed religious freedom in his country.
哦，那所以用羊来象征这两个帝国。
So the goat and the ram was used to.
波斯跟希腊帝国他们的国徽啊，都是羊。
And for these two empires, they have the logo in their flag.
他们的那个银币哦，考古学家说那银币啊，有羊的那个像哈。
Even their currency, the coins that are found by archaeologists have the motifs of goats and lambs and rams.
我们看这个公绵羊。
So let's look at the ram.
这里是讲波斯跟这个希腊两个帝国。
So we know that the ram and the goat refers to the Persian and the Greek empires.
第三节。
Verse 3.
我举目观看，见有双脚的公绵羊站在河边。两脚都高，这个脚高过那个脚，更高的是后长的，好、哦，两脚的公绵羊啊，就是波斯啊，马代波斯。
So the ram with the two horns refer to the Medes and the Persians.
啊，看起来好像马代先啊，但是波斯的势力啊，比这个马代更强。
So while the Medes came into existence first, but the Persian Empire was even stronger than them.
哦，这我们刚刚已经解释过了。
And we've explained earlier.
啊，第四节说，我见那公绵羊往西、往北、往南比视。
The ram was pushing westward, northward, southward. Verse 4.
啊，往西啊，我们刚刚讲说是小亚细亚啦，土耳其啊。
He went all the way to Asia Minor, the region of Turkey today.
往北啊，就是巴比伦啊。
All the way down, up to the north. All the
往南就是埃及啊。
And southwards to Egypt.
啊，所以这三根骨头啊，就是前一章所讲的三根骨头。
So this refers to the three ribs that the beast was holding.
啊，所以这三个国家啊，就被它并吞掉。
And these three regions were all conquered.
啊，说那些兽啊，在他面前都站立不住。
All these beasts could not withstand him.
所以他可以任意而行啊，住高住大。
So he did according to his own will and became great.
啊，这是公绵羊。
This is the ram.
啊，再来第五节。
Verse 5.
我正思想的时候，见有一只公山羊从西而来，遍行全地，脚步沾尘。这山羊两脚当中啊，有一只非常的脚。他在观看的时候，在想的时候，突然间有一只公山羊从西边来。
As he was pondering, suddenly a male goat came from the west.
啊，这个公山羊就是指的希腊。
And this refers to the Greek Empire.
从西边过来。
They came from the west.
遍行全地，脚不沾尘呐。
And without even touching the ground, they conquered the whole surface of the
earth. 啊，表示说他突然间兴起呀、啊，行动相当快。
So this means that they actually arose all of a sudden and they were really.
好像脚都没有踩到地上一样。
It's as if they were floating that they don't even need to touch the ground.
因为行动太快了，所以敌人呐、啊，每个敌国都防备不及啊。
So because they were so fast, people were caught unawares.
啊，所以几年之间啊，很多的国家都被它并吞掉了。
Within a short span of a few years, many countries came under the rule.
啊，这个山羊当中啊，两眼当中有一个非常的角，在中间，两个眼睛中间有一个角。
And between the two eyes of this he-goat, there was this notable horn.
啊，很透视的这个角啊，就是亚历山大。
And that refers to Alexander the Great.
啊，阿拉。往那个在河边的双脚的公绵羊啊，就愤怒地向他抵触闯过去了。
It came against the ram and then attacked him with furious power.
啊，这个那个公绵羊啊，被他一刺啊，就倒在地上啊， 起不来了。
And this Bram was attacked and was powerless against him.
所以那个公绵羊啊就死掉了，被践踏了。
So the ram was dead and was trampled.
所以那个波斯国啊就亡掉了。
So the Persian Empire fell.
圣经里面的描写很有趣哈。
I think the description of the Bible is really cute.
再来第八章。
It's very interesting. Verse 8.
第八章啊。
Verse 8.
八章第八章。他说这个山羊啊，极其自高自大。
The male goat grew very great.
因为你看啊，几年之间啊，东征西讨，一直得胜。
So within a few years, it attacked all the different directions.
结果呢，在强盛的时候，那个大脚就折断了。
But when he was strong, this large horn was broken.
本来那个脚跟的地方，像天的四方啊，长出四个非常的脚来。
And in place of it, four notable little horns came forth.
这个非常的脚啊，折断了。亚历山大死掉了。
So the big horn was broken, so Alexander the Great.
长出四个非常的脚。
And four little horns came forth.
是个将军呐。
It refers to the.
划分他的屁股。
Four different generals who divided the kingdom.
再来第九节。
Verse 9.
四脚之中啊，有一个脚长出来，长出一个小脚。
Out of one of them came a little horn.
这个当然是从那个叙利亚王出来的。
This refers to the Syrian king.
有一个小脚。
There was a little horn.
这里所讲的小脚啊，就是一般讲起来是势力相当强大的王啊。
And usually people interpret this as
strong
and proud and pompous king.
但是在神来看只不过是一个小脚啊，小脚是而已啊。
But in the eyes of God, this is but a little horn.
末世的这个敌基督者也是一样哦，虽然势力很大，但在神来看好像小脚一样。
It is the same with the Antichrist of the last day. Even though it seems like he's really powerful, but to God, he's nothing.